We're going to take our next call from nearby home, Rachel in Loveland, Colorado. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Hi, Father Evan.
Hi, Rachel.
So our group here decided to start with kind of a more black and white question. So I'm not going to ask you about women and the priesthood.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
No problem. So the question is about the idea of mortal sins. And it came up because a Catholic friend asked me if we in the Orthodox Church have mortal sins versus what she called venial sins.
Uh-huh.
And I've never heard anyone Orthodox talk about venial sins, but I have heard the mortal sin idea here and there, like that there's a category of sins that are so bad that regular old confession isn't good enough. And I was wondering if you could explain that idea.
Sure. I do spend, this question came up in a recent Bible study I was leading, and we spent quite a bit of time on this question. And so if you get an opportunity, you can listen to one of the most recent podcasts on the Orthodox or our study on the Gospel of St. Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the places there we can look for in Scripture that gives us a sense of what this classification idea is and how it developed is if you go to the first letter of John, chapter 5, verse 16. And in this verse, St. John writes, "If anyone sees his brother sinning, a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask, and he will give him life for those who commit sin not leading to death. There is a sin leading to death. I do not say that he should pray about that." So there almost seems like there is a classification of a mortal sin versus one that is not mortal. Now, in the Orthodox Church, we don't classify sin in this way. We might say there's such thing as a grievous sin. But sin for us, and if we go to the basic definition of sin, we would say any sin has the ability to become mortal, to lead to death, because any sin can separate us from God and from our neighbor. And so we don't necessarily move into the idea that something is mortal versus venial, but we would say that sin itself, in any shape or form, can lead towards death. And certainly some sins have a far more reaching effect than others. You following me?
Yes, I am.
So some sins that we commit in our lives may have far-reaching effects. They may really hurt our spiritual life, may really hurt our relationship with our neighbors, with our family, with our friends, and with God. But, you know, you could take almost any sin and see how that could become almost life-destroying. Whether it be an addiction to the internet or an addiction to drugs. And so the church is careful not to say, you know, one sin's going to kill you, but the other one won't. We're careful to say, just about any sin could kill you. Be careful. I appreciate your call, Rachel.
Thank you for answering.
You bet. We're going to take just... Take care, Rachel. We're gonna-